How about to drive from the house out to the road?
Driveway. You have lots of choices there. I'm just curious.
For the driveway?
Yeah.
Out in the country, sometimes they call it the lane.
Uh-huh.
Or an avenue, if it were really, I think.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Big, fancy place.
Yeah.
You said you had chickens. How would you call the chickens if you were going to feed them? Could you talk to them?
Chick, tick, 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 chicky! Can hardly wait till you get that, can't you?
I enjoy so much this part of it. And it's all new to me because I grew up in the city and
didn't have
anything to do with animals. So.
You learned a lot.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, you literally call them and they come running.
Mm-hmm. What would you have a term for the one that was hatching the eggs?
Yeah, she was known as Setting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you ever raise ducks or geese or anything like that?
No, never did.
Would you use any term that would cover all types of ducks, turkeys, chickens in general?
Well, we knew they were fowl, but I don't think we ever used a term like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was familiar with chickens and guineas. No, I don't think so. We just say chickens and guineas. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't group them. Maybe if there'd been a great variety of them, we might have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about pigs or hogs? Were you ever around any of those?
Yes. As a great treat, my father brought three little pigs home for his three little daughters. And I remember looking at this ugly little thing and wishing I could get affectionate to them. But I never did, and eventually carried them away.
Uh-huh.
We just called them little pigs.
Mm-hmm.
And the mother was a sow, but sow was not a very polite word, and we just spoke with the mother hog, probably, or maybe the mother pig.
How about the male?
The male grown pig, the male hog. I guess we called him. I don't know what. Just a hog, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe that's because I thought pigs were so repulsive. I was around them anymore than I could help. Had him disavowed owning them.
Okay. How would you call to them?
I never called a pig in my life. But I do know that they said, "So we pig, pig, pig." That's the way to call. Now I'm not going to do that the way it sounded.
Okay. Would you have an enclosed area to keep the pigs in?
Yeah, it was called a pig pen.
Okay. What about sheep? Do you know?
Yes,
anybody
we had,
raised sheep?
We had some sheep brought to our house once.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a baby lamb, and we knew that the father was called a ram.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear anybody ever call the sheep any particular way?
No.
Uh-uh. Okay. What about the male and the female of the horses? Do you have any terms for those?
we knew that a female horse was a mare. Mm-hmm. And the male, we just usually spoke over the horse.
Okay. What about the cows?
We knew that there was this dreadful, dangerous creature that if you wore a red hat, he would charge you and scare you to death. And his name was Bull.
To be avoided at all costs.
To be avoided at all costs.
Okay.
And a cow was just a cow.
Mm-hmm. What if a cow were going...
I will say this. Now, Mammy, the woman I was speaking of, evidently didn't approve of the term bull. You must realize that any suggestion of any sex anywhere in those days was a very delicate thing. And so if you had to acknowledge that there was a male bovine at all...